Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to the Hairy Rock Show, you lovely, gorgeous individuals.
We're both here sweltering in the heat.
Oh, heat.
The 11th of June 2017.
Yes, it's that sort of time, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I love June.
I like June.
June, the mountains I knew are June.
Like the pine, I have lonesome for you.
When the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the train of the lonesome pine.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Anyway, it's the Hairy Dieters Go Veggie.
Yeah.
And it's a recipe from our latest book, which is out at the moment. And it's like healthy vegetarian food. And it's not boring. It's dead good.
It is dead good. Give it a go, honestly, and suspend your disbelief about eating vegetarians.
Well, the recipe, not eat vegetarians.
No, well, you
could do, really, though.
Well, you could. It'd be great and ace.
Yeah, you don't... As a carnivore, you don't eat other carnivores, do you? Think about it. The animals we eat are vegetarians.
Yeah. I suppose they are. Pigs.
They are, aren't they? Yeah, but pigs would be vegetarian. Well, they kind of eat.
If you lie there long enough, they'll eat you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but
On the whole. No, you're right.
Yeah, they eat pig nuts, don't they?
Camels.
Camels don't eat meat. Have you seen a camel with a lamb chop? No. They have water.
Oh, yeah.
Water, and they pluck at a frugal plant at the palm tree at the oasis.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I've eaten camel in Egypt. It was blooming awful. Anyway, we're going to do... The recipe's on the Planet Rock website. It's free, and it's for our caponata. It's like a courgette caponata.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it is lovely.
Tell them about the caponata, Simon.
It's a caponata, and it's got courgettes in it, and it's flipping gorgeous.
Caponata traditionally consists of pepper and olive oil, a manner of good things, and it's brilliant served with pasta. And actually, once you do your calorie count, you can eat pasta.
You can.
It's fine, but not like a bucket full.
And if you do, and I think in our recipe it says that you slice them really thin, and oh man, it's good.
It is good. Oh. It is good.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Right, dude, it's time for the Sunday Roast Amnesty.
Oh, dear.
And I tell you what, Jackie Rose, honestly, this is like war and flame and peace. Keep them short, eh?
I'll go and put the kettle on.
Yeah, you would. You might as well, didn't you? The subject, Dave. Have you put the kettle on? Excellent. Right. The subject is mayonnaise. Hi, chaps. It's Jackie from La Belle Normandie again.
Oh, bonjour, Jackie.
Bonjour, Jackie.
Oh, mon ami.
I have a question about mayonnaise.
Bon.
Please hear me out before you start shouting, make your own. Right. Why have all the supermarkets and other brands, both in the UK and France, suddenly changed their nice recipes of, I think she may be talking about mayonnaise, to horrible stuff made with colza, which is rapeseed oil, which has a disgusting taste and ruins a good mayonnaise? I know it's better to make your own, but we don't always have the time, do we? And the necessary wherewithal to do it. Please can you give us a quick, foolproof way of making mayonnaise so we don't have to buy the horrible shuff stuff anymore?
Hell, man!
Exactly.
I've always found that quite good.
Yes.
Yes.
I have too, Dave. I think it's right. And normally, all
don't
you...
buy cheap. You know, spend a few quid. Yeah,
yeah. We normally listen to you on a Tuesday evening, as there are other matters to attend to on a Sunday morning.
Oh, do you know a lot of the French mayonnaises? And testify by personal experience, they taste a little bit salad creamy, which may suit some people, but you haven't got that glutinous mayonnaise thing. Which, well, we can't eat mayonnaise really because we're inclined to be fat.
Yeah.
But I know if you're doing a coleslaw, you want good mayonnaise.
Ah, you do.
I just shop around.
Shop around, yeah.
Well, get the stuff that's not yellow.
And the other thing is that colza oil, as you quite rightly point out, rapeseed oil is cheap.
Unlike sunflower oil, which is what you should use for making mayonnaise.
Indeed.
Or grapeseed oil.
Or you could even do a bit of both. Yeah. Have you ever had a bit of olive oil?
Bit of olive oil, bit of this, bit of that.
As long as it emulsifies, you're laughing.
All right.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Kingy.
Rock.
Let's have an email, and please keep them coming to planetrock.com, because we do get them, we do read them, and we do love them.
We do, honestly, we genuinely do, because we're quite like our listeners.
Yeah.
In fact, we love you. We think you're great. Right, this is from Diane Dawson, and she's, the subject is exams. Yeah, because it's exam time, isn't it, now?
Oh, we've all been through that.
Hi, Dave. My daughter, Charlotte Dawson, is studying for her exams at Sheffield University at the moment, where she is a medical student. Well, well done, her.
It was hard course, though.
Oh, proper rock. Yeah. She listens every single week while studying and is really impressed with today's show in particular. Oh, thank you. Could you say hi and good luck for the exams? Well, hi and good luck, Charlotte. I hope you're doing well. And put that bottle of vodka down. It's not going to help.
Yes, and just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you can go into casualty in the morning and put yourself on oxygen to bring yourself round.
Exactly.
And it's nowhere to go. It's only one step, you know.
It is. And she goes on to say, it would give her a real boost if you mentioned a name on the radio. And if you have any exam tips for her too, that would also be great. Many thanks and keep up the good work.
Charlotte Dawson!
Charlotte Dawson, are you there studying?
Exam tips. Well, I've passed lots of exams, so I'm probably best one to answer that. You know it's true. There is no quick fix.
Run! Run! Charlotte, run! Get out of there! Get out of there! You'll end up like Dave!
Charlotte, is just accept that this is a period that of investment that will reward you for the rest of your life.
Get drunk!
You need to stay off the drink, eat healthy, and you need to concentrate on the subject. Especially as what you are doing could save lives.
Eat burgers!
No. But Charlotte Dawson, just bite that bullet and get on with it.
Kebabs!
No kebabs, Charlotte. The carbohydrate will make you fall asleep and you won't. You know, you need vegetarian recipes like we've offered you.
Listen.
Go make our caponata, Charlotte.
A kebab introduced me to salad. That's all I'm saying.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
And this is from Chris Coltman. And the subject is Westgate Road, Newcastle. Hello, mates from a sunny South Shields.
Hello, Chris.
I heard you talking about M&S motorbikes the other week. Mm. M&S are still on Westgate Road. Well,
yeah,
we know that. You were in there.
I was in there, yeah. I just bought us a load of gloves to go on there.
Very good. Brand called Merlin.
Yeah, very good.
Really good gloves.
Really nice gloves, really good jackets. And there are a good bunch of lads at Merlin because it's all British made.
And we paid for them.
Yeah, we did pay for them.
So we're entitled to say that. Yeah. That is a free and unsolicited opinion.
Yes,
indeed. Yes,
indeed.
It says, the street is not as glorious as it once was due to quite a few shops closing down.
Yeah, I know.
I have a track day bike, which is an ex-M&S sponsored bike. It still has the same bodywork as they used on it. It ain't just any bike, it's an M&S bike, has to be said in the same tone as the Marks and Spencer's advert. It isn't just any bike, it's
an M&S bike.
I love that story about Size Mam. Oh, that was the one where, yeah, she says, hey, Stella, says, where'd you get the bikes from for your first, this is a Portugal trip. Where'd you get, for those that didn't listen, it was the first trip we did to Portugal, M&S, we got the bikes from them, and supplied by Triumph. And Stella King, Kai's mum, said, so where have you got those bikes from? And Si said, M&S mother. He said, if you got them from Marx's, at least you know they're going to be good. Well, cheers, Chris.
Cheers, Chris.
Thank you. See you down the hill sometime.
And I have to say, he was lying if he comes from South Shields and he says it was sunny.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.